Rabbi Ruchem has a horror in the sixth parsha. It says Avram Hoylidus Yitzchak at the beginning of the parsha. Rashi brings some Chazal because the Litzani Ador were saying that they brought in a Sufi min Ashtuk. So Kadosh Baruch Hu made Yitzchak look like Avraham to the point that any person who saw Yitzchak was able to immediately say Avram Hoylidus Yitzchak. So he has the horror we find earlier in the Torah, Parshas Bereishis, where it says Nase Adam. And Moshe Rabbeinu was writing Nase Adam, Chazal say. So Moshe said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you're going to give a piece on Pelamidim. It says Nase plural. So Rashi answered back, Soiv, Ritzalito Yisita, you write, and the one who wants to be Toya, he'll be Toya somewhere. That's not our responsibility. The Torah is border, it's clear, but the person who wants to know the emes. The person who doesn't want, there's always something going to trip him up. And here he finds that the Lechar was Yilehepik, that the Russian was rolled in the Torah Klapi to address the Litzonim. So he says, you find the Pesukim Mishle, there's two Pesukim Mishle. One Pesuk says, Altan Ksil Kivalter. My pasuk says, "Anei ksil ki ivalti." One says you don't respond to the foolishness of the ksil. One says you do respond to the foolishness of the ksil. So you find already in the Pesukim and Mishlei this theorem. And the Gemara actually asks this theorem after Shabbos. The Gemara gives an answer. And it would seem to me that the chiluk over here is poshut. One was the Bereshim's kavod. The Bereshim is saying, I want to write in the Torah a lesson. The lesson I want to write is that even the gadol should ask an etzer from a katan. So for the Bereshim says, Nah seldom, let's do it together. So the Bereshim is asking from the Malachim what to do. That lesson is so important that he says, I'm willing to meichel on the potential mistake that people are going to make, and the min will be toya. That's not my responsibility because the lesson is important and I'm going to teach that lesson. So that is, Bereshim in a certain sense is meichel on his kavod because he's worried about us that we need to get an important lesson. Over here, the Pasuk said the Bereshim was taking care of the kavod of Avraham in the covenant of Yitzchak. So the person says, on my covenant, I'm willing to be Meichel. But I'm not willing to be Meichel on the covenant of Avraham and Yitzchak. The people should say that Yitzchak wasn't truly the child of Avraham and Sarah. Yitzchak was just a Sufi, and that's a Bizoyan to Yitzchak. That's a Bizoyan to Avraham, that they're claiming something which is not true. Even though the people don't really deserve that they should be answered, because like who asked them to come up with this ridiculous idea that, and obviously, you know, Avraham wouldn't lie. Salam, what? They're so far removed from Emes, and they're such liars and such shakronim, that they can picture anybody could do such a thing. So they see the biggest gadol Torah, they say, yeah, he also lies, he also does these type of things. That's what they're going to say. So they have a tremendous problem. But at the same time, the Rishon says, but that's very nice, it's really their fault problem. But else the covenant of Yitzchak, the Bereshim says, I'm going to take care of the covenant of Yitzchak, and I'm going to make it such that it's clear to everybody that it's be very clear that the Avraham holy is Yitzchak. Mechalitz and Haga, which people have to keep in mind, you see me tell the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Bereshim says that I'm willing to move out of my covenant, but somebody else's covenant, I'm not. So some people, you know, they recognize that the covenant is not an important thing. And the truth is, it's not really an important thing. It's meduma, it's not real. But that's very nice. I don't want to be Merkel on my covenant, but on somebody else's covenant, don't you dare be Merkel on somebody else's covenant. Somebody else's covenant, Yana's covenant, is my schus to give to covenant to somebody. It's a phenomenal schus to give. That I should ask for covenant myself? No, chas v'shalom. To give to somebody else, adarab, that's what it's all about. It's to being aware of other people's the need to be, give respect and to give covenant and recognize the chashivas that people have. So the balance is something which sometimes we lose our sight of the balance. We're too very covered for ourselves and not somebody else's. And that's the huggers should be the exact opposite. Okay, have a good trip.